why is the leadership so strange, so secular? Well, these are our leaders, the Herzls and the Ben Gurions and the Moshe Dayans and the secular Zionists, and they, come on, this is, it's hard. It's hard to really believe that so many Jews think it isn't. You know, one thing, Chazon Ish, one thing, of Moshe Feinstein and Baruch Kotler, but look, Chaim, these are the leaders. Olmert and Livni and Shaul Mofaz, like, come on, what a downer, what a drought. How deflating, what a drag. So we talked about this, Benny, a lot. We talked about all the different snapshots of Gula, Mitzrayim, Leman Shemi, because we're redeemed sometimes, Shmuley, we may not deserve it, but Hashem has to retain His presence in the world. We talked about the territorial expansion, Malachim Beis, the last great triumph before the Hormeis HaMikdash, which we suffered over the last couple days. Malachim Beis, Parak Yudalad, Yerubam Ben Yawash Ben Yamin, of all people, some idolater to lead us into victory, to stretch our borders to the Mediterranean Sea. Spoke about Hanukkah. What an imperfect Malchus, Yaakov. What an imperfect Malchus. We're always subjugated to foreign countries and Hashmonaim themselves. We're just left a lot to be desired. And Chazon Malchus, are you kidding me? Chazon Malchus, what would the Jews of France of 1095 have said if they had an army to defend them against the onslaught of the Crusaders? Not a government, just an army. What would the Spanish Jews of 1492 being so viciously expelled after 700 years of Spanish wealth? What would they have said if they had someone who cared about them? Their babies weren't fed to crocodiles and flung over ships. Or Polish Jews of 1667 have said if someone could actually stand up and defend their needs against ravaging and drunk Polish rebels who felt the Jews had done them bad favor and murdered hundreds of thousands, what would the Jews in Auschwitz, what would the Jews in Treblinka say? And for the first time in history, we have that government. We have that police force. We have that army. We have that air force. We have that people. And as sad as it is, as frustrating as it is, when you see, and you guys don't even see, you're here for the summer, all cloistered up in good old safe haven here. And we're having otherwise. Obviously, you're here to grow. You're not here to see the large collage of what Israeli society is. But boy, it's tough. Boy, it's tough. Most Israeli kids your age are not in kollels around the country learning. Trust me at that. Far from it. Far, far from it. But Yaakov's Malchus. Maybe not in the halachic sense, but to have an army, to have people, to have an air force to find and determine our own will. And Yavniel, we saw the last scene about the hand going through the door. Sometimes Hashem sends us tzaddikim, Josh. Sometimes He sends us shratzim efi. Sometimes He sends us Moshe and Aaron. Sometimes He sends us Binyamin, the UN. Sometimes He sends us Shmuel and Mordechai. Sometimes He sends us courage. Sometimes He sends us Eliyahu and Avi. And sometimes He sends us Herzls and the Gurions. How dare you, Chazal, how dare you think you can judge Hashem? Accept it. Celebrate. But there's another question, guys, and we got to get through it before I let you go. Another question is, okay, fine, leadership is a little strange, a little spotty, a little different, okay, but Benjamin, this is redemption. This is redemption. It's so slow. It's been 60 years. It's been over 150 since the whole thing started to gather steam. That's Gula. How quickly were we redeemed in Mitzrayim? 6 hours. Kechatzos HaLayla, you already yourself in Mitzrayim, I'll take you out of Mitzrayim. Okay, maybe not 6 hours, 150 years. And you know what? It's 150 years and sometimes it seems like we're going backwards, not forwards. We're going backwards. 3 years ago, today, yesterday, we were backwards. 8,000 Jews. It's been close to 40 years. Building incredible communities in Gaza. We're backwards. I'm not talking about politics. with the this way, I couldn't care less about politics. It's going backwards. Even if you feel it was the best move ever, let's say that's your position. Not interested. So a tragedy that had to be our best move. It'd still be better if we had international support in the Arabs and let us live here. You could say, given the international support, given the Arab terror, we have to move out. Oh, that's your position. I could care less. But why those givens? Why doesn't the world celebrate the fact that we're stretching our sovereignty onto our land? Tragedy. Tragedy theologically and historically, tragedy personally. Best move ever, 8,000 people. But yeah, come on, 8,000 people lost their homes, lost their all their work. Last 15 years, it's been tough. Win a few, lose a few. Win a few wars, lose a few battles. Make advances, suffer setbacks. Terror is not something that will simply go away. This is your goal. Seems like more of a myth than a truth. Seems like someone trying to confuse us rather than redeem us. This is really redemption. Forget the leadership, Yahweh. That I can swallow. I get the concept. But what's happening after Jesus? Let's see what's happening. Let's turn to page 20. Geula and the deer. Geula and the deer, guys. You guys are accustomed to a lot of interesting titles, but this has got to be the most surprising. Geula and the deer. Now let's see, what in the heck are the Vitalian be thinking about tonight, about deer? We're going to the zoo. That is already quite a subject. Let's wait a little bit. You guys are smart enough to tell me already by this point. Benny, when was Jewish history born? The birth of Jewish history is when? Who's going to tell me the birth of Jewish history, Josh? What? No. The birth of Jewish history. When? Not the Baruch Hu delivered the notion that you're going to be different. It's going to be a pellet. It's going to be suffering. What did Hashem tell Avram in a nutshell? Death encapsulated it. Vayomer li Avram, source number 7. Yavapena, you should know. Kiger Yezer Acha, source number 7, page 21. The Eretz Lo'am. Vavodum. They're going to wander. They're going to struggle. They're going to be persecuted. They mean slave. Enos of Avram, shut up. There's a death in Jewish history. It's not just all fun and dance, bells and whistles. There's a death in Jewish history. And then there'll be triumph, page 21, then there'll be redemption. Look at this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling an untruth. Chas v'shalom, chas v'chalila, lo yishel v'yichazeh v'ven adam v'yisrachan v'vasek v'nazina. Hashem is incapable of telling the truth. Hashem is MS, Hashem v'kech v'edas. Chasam v'emes. How many years from the ancient guys? How many years? 210. Excuse me, I see 400 here. Arba Meos Shana, right? I can read. Source 7. Arba Meos Shana. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I can calculate. Arba Meos Shana. Hashem says 400 and we're going to sign 210. So what's the answer, Hirsch?
First Karab says it was like 400 years worth of Inuit suffering that they put on them.
Exponential. These are all apologies. What did Chazal say? 400 years since Yitzchak was born.
Yeah, but for the Inuit, that's
not. Yeah, but I have a question. Who cares? Oh, that sounds great. Okay, it works out. An old guy is 400 years since Yitzchak was born. Great. And 2,500 years since the Mets won the World Series. Okay, wonderful. Sorry. Like, what do I care? Making timestamps? I'm talking Dallas! And you're talking Yitzchak Briss. Last I checked at Yitzchak Briss, they ate cheese, Danish, and bagels. They weren't working from inside. So what's Pshat? Hirsch. 400 years since Yitzchak's born doesn't stack up. Here's Pshat. There are two stages to go. And stage one begins with Yitzchak's birth. Read the pasuk. Yada teda. Ki ger yezaracha bi'eretz lo lahem. That is stage one. They will be a ger, Yaakov. They will live in Israel, but they will not have full sovereignty. They'll be visitors. They won't be able to control where they live and how they live. They will be a ger in their own land. Period. Now phase two, source number seven. V'avadum v'inuasam. Phase two now means they'll actually become slaves. Phase two, they'll go down to Egypt and become slaves. Period. Together, A plus B, stage one plus stage two is going to be Ireland and Hashem. From the moment that Yitzchak was born, Jews, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Jacob recognized they did not have full sovereignty over this land. Abraham shows up in Hebron with all of his big fat promises. I'm going to kill the Zaracha, take this to Eretz Azal, Mr. Zionist, Mr. Flag Waving. And he sits there and argues with Ephron Achiti as to whether he can have. Are you watching? See, in Israel we measure based on tiles. It's called Malacca. We don't need measure. We don't need rulers. Each Malacca here is 22 centimeters. Bigger ones are 33 inches. No, okay, 22 then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 140. That's one. We'll call it about a yard and a half. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's about 100, a yard and a half by a yard. Think of that, guys. Abram wants a yard by a yard. Let's make an even number. A yard by a yard. One square yard. To bury his dead wife. And he has to jump through roofs of fire. Introduce me. Just leading Russia, probably came the yard last year. What's a yard, guys? What is a yard? One? Benny, what are you laughing at? You guys know what football is? One fashtunk in a yard! What is it? Like in Busha, guys. Come on, embarrassed. That the Lakers won it up. One fashtunk in a yard! This is Charles Sullivan. One fashtunk in a yard. In his own homeland. Yeah, don't get me started. One stinking yard, he's got to go through negotiations and reputations and altercations and discussions and mediations. But I'm from Belshai. Galus has begun. Who means Galus has begun? He's living in Israel. Yeah, he's living in Israel and other people. How do you know Abram knows that? This is source number 8 when he introduces himself. What word does he use, Ephi, to describe himself to the people of Hebron? Source number 8. What word? Source number 8? I'm not yet a full person. I'm somewhere in that twilight. Because Yaakov Abram, remember, Hashem told him in Har Moriah, Ki Ger Yezaracha. First, you're going to be in Israel, which is the way. And Yitzchak's got a maid in the shade, right? Never has to leave Israel, Shmuley. The only Av, never has to leave. He just stays and stays and stays. But at some point, the famine gets bad, the water gets short. He's about to leave, and Hashem says, you know, Yitzchak, you're not the leaver, you're the stayer. Stay put. Source number 9, Hashem tells him to stay. But source number 9, line number 3, Binyamin, how does Hashem tell him to stay? What word does he use to describe stay?
Four.
Stay, live. But it's not going to be a cakewalk. You're going to have to fight and squabble with the Plishtim over wells, and we dig the wells and move and cut. Yitzchak's pretty sedentary. Yitzchak's got a pretty maid. But he's still a gap. Yes, sir.
What about creation gap?
Yeah. How many years creation gap? And under what conditions? And when Yaakov is hoping, even when Yaakov's hoping for that, but yes, what does he tell Laban? Source number 9, shall I? When he finally comes back after 20 plus years, source number 10, he's Laban. And he's hoping for Vayesha. What's the first Rashi? Every one of the Avos, Josh, knew it. They knew that the first stage of Golas Hirsch had already begun, but that doesn't mean they were leaving Israel. It just means they lost sovereignty. They couldn't live with it. Couldn't build their houses how they wanted to. They couldn't build Yishuv where they wanted to. Dathan when they weren't in the good court, the Temple Mount when they wanted to. And then Yavneel, after 190 years, the second phase of Golus began. That's the opposite, 210. Golus is a two-stage process. It happens in two stages. First is the light phase, and then is the intense phase. And that's the 400 years, and that's when it begins at the inside. Because they were living in Israel eating bagels and cheese Danish. You right, Josh? Help him out. You heard yourself? No. They weren't Davanim yet. But they didn't have full sovereignty. Why am I telling you about the anatomy of Golus, guys? Because to understand the Jew, you have to understand the anatomy of Golus. If Golus is a two-stage process, in 1948, after 1900 plus years of wandering, pogroms, emptiness, anonymity, faceless towns, identityless mountains. Believe me, guys, have you heard about the war that's fighting in Georgia now? There's a war between Georgia and Russia, I mean the state of Georgia. Confederate war. I'm talking about the country of Georgia. I'm sure at some point in Jewish history there are a lot of good Jews that lived in Georgia. Not anymore. Not anymore. They pass through. Transient, passing through the night. After 900 years of travel, we came home. We defeated that final stage of Gula. We slayed the dragon. We got back our country. We got back our people. We got back our army. We are no longer avodim. We're no longer worshiping, being persecuted, being ghettoed, being murdered and gassed. But we may have defeated the final stage of Gullus, but now we're still trying to reverse the first stage of Gullus, right? Gullus, guys, listen carefully. I'm sure your English teachers would be happy. Gullus is not A-B-A-B. Gullus is A-B-B-A. You get my drift? Part B gets reversed first. We go to Gullus Part A, then we go to Gullus Part B, then we reverse Part B, and then we're still struggling to reverse Part A. We are living in this country, Abdel. We are living in this country, Josh. Gershik, but not really blessed. Not how we work. And that just means we're at the tail end of history, because we've already moved into high gear. We've defeated the second phase of Golus. Now we have to try to defeat that first phase. And it's a struggle. The Arabs don't let us live where we'd like. International pressure doesn't let us live where we'd like. Heck, it's not just international pressure. I told you this so many times in this room, this section, part of Gula is taking Jews from all different points of this planet and trying to create unity. It is not hard to create unity in Gula. It's a little harder in Gula than it is in DRS. Because most of the people in DRS, more or less, are the same. When you have a verb, how can everyone dance into the same tune? Imagine creating a school that's half Ashkenazi and half Persian. Speak to the guy sitting next to you and you know what that's like. Now Josh and Benny, imagine creating a school that's 1/16 Persian, 1/16 Ashkenazi, 1/16 Taimani, 1/16 Breslov, 1/16 Russian, 1/16 Polish, 1/16 French, 1/16 Argentinian. Okay, so you got the drift, guys? We're trying to pull together people. Now, take that same group and divide them into 16, but the 16 fraction shouldn't be based on ethnicity, but on how much money they have. So they're not just divided ethnically from different origins, they're also divided economically. Okay, so they're filleted in two different ways. And on top of that, 30% of them are religious, 60% of them are traditional, 30% of them, whatever we're left with, hate religion. And on top of that, 50% are left-wing politically and 50% are right-wing politically. Go make a country out of that, guys. Yeah, it's all so easy living in TNet, where the biggest question is, like, Dr. Rina, 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 sure. Oh, those people have been making sure they're selling something. Rina, people, ooh, ooh. Kind of farcical, huh? Oh, I go to Noah's Ark. Why not? Noah's Ark, I go to Fleischke, Chopsky, Chicken Skew. Mabat, under Mabat Mitzvah. Big questions. That's part of the rule also, guys. We're more unified, we get this thing going more quickly. Part of it also, social repair, social integration. When I say social, I mean the whole gamut of what divides us in this country. That's part of Gula also. You can pick up a gun and serve in the army and be part of Gula. You can move to this country and just try to integrate the various factions in this country as best as you can, and part of Gula is just the same. Same thing. And that's what we're fighting. Don't be misled. People assume Gula is like this automatic leap. It's one apocalyptic, magical day and night change. It isn't. It isn't. It's slow. It's arduous. It's staged, Josh. We're back on stage. But now that we're back on stage, we're fighting that second part of goals. To be in our country where we would like and how we'd like. And that struggle is just as part of your brokenness, understanding of those. Remember when we started this year, you come to Shemayim, Hashem's not just going to ask you about Tosis, Hashem will ask you, what was your part in the struggle? What was your part? Yeah, there are gulos that are quick and instant. Take a look at source number 11. I told you, we left Mitzrayim in a haste overnight, it was very quick. What does Hashem tell us, source number 11? Yeshaya himself, Perek Nun Beis. You should know something, you left Mitzrayim quickly? Kilo b'chipazon teitzeu. You're not going to leave Golos and quickly. Uvim nusan lo teitzeu, you're not going to run out of Golos. Boy, could he ever have envisioned? So he must be turning over his grave. You're not going to run out of Golos. He didn't know how true it was. Not going to be like even guys in Mitzrayim. Do you guys know what happened between Parsha Shmos and Parsha Se'irah? In Parsha Shmos, Moshe comes with this big parade, big show to Paro. Shalachas ami v'yavimi, let him free, set my people free, let them go. Charles Heston, you know, the big famous scene. And Paro laughs at him and says, you're a joke. You're worse than a bad joke. What do you think you're doing? You see, the door, use it. That's what it's there for. I'm not interested. You know what? Here's a new decree. Go tell your people about it. Okay? Mr. Messiah. Mr. Joe Messiah. Here's your Messiah. Okay? Go. So Moshe walks out. Who's waiting for him? Who tells him the end of Shmos is waiting for Moshe? The end of Parsha Shmos? The people. Yeah, they're pretty thrilled to see Moshe. Hey, Moses, welcome. You're a really great guy. You're a stand-up guy. Yesterday we worked this hard, now we're going to work three times as hard. That's great. Ani Mama, you're a great, great Mashiach. Everyone put it up for Moshe. Yeah, instead of clapping, they take their rotten tomatoes and start pelting Moshe. That's pretty much what happens in the end of Parsha Shmos. Now, what it doesn't say, Hirsch, and you hit the nail on the head, is between Shmos and Be'era, where was Moshe? Anyone know? There? Doesn't say, because Ve'era sounds like a new beginning. So the new beginning, we're in a new beginning. It just went back into the ring. Ve'era l'Abraham, what do you mean a new beginning, Moshe? He was right there. You know, Chazal say, Moshe ran away. He ran to Yisrael, back to Midian, for either 3 months or 6 months. He ran away. You know what the guys in the street were saying? Oh yeah, that faker. That flash in the pan, that zero. I thought we had a hero, now we got a zero. Moshe's big rebellion is all finished. He's back in Yisrael, shopping in his mall, back in Midian, where we're sitting in slavery in an Egyptian heat. Yeah, great. Chalk up another one for failed Messiah. Okay, I'll see you in another 300 years. Maybe we'll stand another prayer. And you know what happened? 6 months later, he's back in action. Back in the saddle. And then it all happened in a year. To the person who lived through it, it felt like it had. But historical hindsight makes us see it was just a little bit. A little bit of a grip. That's all it was in history. 6 months, guys. Nothing. Sick. Yeah. And that's what the ones in Mitzrayim, which is described as impossible. That's your impossible gap, Dale.
What do we talk about, Josh? A Gerula that's described by Yeshaya as not impossible.
The biggest mistake people make is if it's Gerula, it has to be automatic and instant, it has to be linear, it can't have lags or withdrawals. No. It's going to be like that, guys. It's going to be forward and back. One step forward, two steps back. Two steps forward, one step back. 1948, great leap forward. We have our Mitzvah. Kol Od B'Leivav. Le'asam Chavshi Be'Arteinu. Reishit Michas Be'Laseinu. We're here. Are you looking in Shemayim, Babi Zeyich, Sam Safra, Mekiva? You let me dance as we dance. We're no longer guests. We're no longer stopped. We're no longer by my Shemayim. 67, Harabayis Be'Aneinu. Keparachal Be'Aneinu. Gush Tziah, we're back. What happens in 1993? Welcome back, terrorists. Let's make a peace deal. That would be one thing. They're just in peace. And we realize this. Leman Boy, Vayishan Mayim is just as true now as it was 200 years ago. But people still go through Vayishan Mayim from Israel. People still go through fire. We're still blown up in pizza shops. Then we took a step back. And 3 years ago, we took a step back. And the past year, we took a step back because we realized we just can't crunch out the type of leadership we need. Because they're all corrupt. And they're all self-interested. And that's a step back. It's not just about arming guns and wind. It's about people and society and morality. And we can't get leaders. Step back. 2 steps back. Step back doesn't mean so. Little patience. Little stamina. Little vision. Little history. Mitzrayim was that big chipazo, the big promo chipazo. And that had steps forward, steps back. What about Effi, the ghoul of Yeshaya? Any of you remember when you went to the Kinneret? Went up north for the Golan Tzion. Saw the Kinneret? Beautiful, beautiful. You saw it in the sun, in the shining sun, the sun shining off the Kinneret. There's water all over the world, and I imagine there are lakes in the world that are probably prettier aesthetically than the Kinneret. But the Kinneret is a Makom Mashlim. The best place to see the Kinneret from, best place, is on the mountains to the west of the Kinneret, to the east is the Golan. To the west are the Yishuvim. You probably came up from the, probably came from the west. If you came up from the east, it's like to the west is the Yishuvim. There's a Yishuv there called Arabel, Kibbutz Arabel. Does anyone know which Tana lived in Kibbutz Arabel? Lived in Kibbutz Arabel. There are these two huge boulders jutting out from either mountain side, and there's like a little cleft in the boulders. And if you stand there at sunrise on the mountains of Arabel, looking through these two huge boulders, you can see the sun rising over the Kinneret. And you know what, guys? If you ever have the chance to see that, you wouldn't be the first. Source number 13. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, source number 13, page 22. Are you Bahalchin, Bahada, Bikas, Arabel, Bikritzta? They were walking on the mountains of Arabel in the morning. What I just described to you guys, the Yishalmi tells us about Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta and Rabbi Chia. Yavniel, they were walking to the west of the Kinneret on Kibbutz Arabel sunrise. Ro Ayalas HaShachar, they saw the sunrise. You guys ever get up to see the sunrise? I guess for most of you it's a non-starter because you couldn't see the sun even if you did get up. Hey, you guys, you live in the valley, you can probably see the sunrise, right? You can try. This morning I got up for sunrise. Beautiful. 5 o'clock, we're stunning. There's something called the sun, guys. I know it's hard to see in Brooklyn. There's something called the sun. If you're lucky, you're probably at noontime see it like mid-sky. They saw the sunrise, but it was slow. Sunrise is gradual, a little more, a little more, a little more. Amar Rechia Rupa Lushim Echalat. Everyone listen. Some people have Gula in their blood. It's like they're so different. Whatever they see, it reminds them of Gula. Turn around now. Donuts, I don't know. Some people think about donuts, some people think about Gula. It all depends upon what you got in your blood. Some people got that Gula thing in their blood, just can't get it out. They're addicted to Gula, they're addicted to Judaism, they're addicted to Jewish history. Some people see a sunrise and say, great, a sunrise. Sun, heat, Nets are going to play today, won't be a rain out of chase. City, next thing I want to
say.
City Field, great, the sun is up, we can beat the Padres and get close to the pennant. Some people see a sunrise. The Gula is coming. Sunrise, Gula. What does one have to do with the other one? See, no, Shem ben Chalat told him Chia. Chia told Shem ben Chalat, excuse me, source number 13, line 3, Kachi Gulasim Shal Yisrael. Chia told Shem, this is the Gula. She said, what are you talking about? I see a sunset. I see a nice hot day. Like, it's going to be hot. You know the old joke in Israel, the weather forecast is going to go on vacation from April until October. There's nail with it. Every day in Israel, it's going to be somewhere between 81 degrees and 92. Either clouds or no clouds. It's not like a great big surprise. So Rosh Hashanah said, like, what? Like, I'm seeing the sun for like the last 200th day in the row. It's going to be another hot day. What do you see? It starts very slowly. Kima, 48, 67. A little more, a little more tighter, a little more yeshivas. We're moving. People are making aliyah. Nefesh coming, moving. Kol shein olachas yolachas in the air. That's the rules. The other stage. You start to see the light. Theater hurts. First Zionist Congress. Gathered his groups and his flocks and said, you know what? We're going to be responsible for popularizing sense. Told you guys so. It hasn't been spoken in 1900 years. You know that sense? And we're going to spread it wide. We're going to shout it from the rooftops in Europe. We're going to walk into every parliament and demand that sense. We're going to say something that hasn't been said in 1900 years. You know what we're going to say? We're going to say that I am a Jew. Because for 1800 years, you know what people said? I am a French Jew. That's what ancient Jesus says. I'm an English Jew. I'm a Russian Jew. I'm a Prussian Jew. I'm a Spanish Jew. So there are no longer Jews these days. I'm a Yemeni Jew. I'm an Iraqi Jew. I'm an Iranian Jew. There are a few Jews in Iran. I'm a Syrian Jew. I'm a Russian Jew. The old word is the Serbian. They said for the first time in 1800 years, we're going to get up and say, I'm a Jew. In fact, it's a word that doesn't need a modifier. It doesn't need a modifier. If you're a Jew, we deserve a homeland, people, culture. And you crowd everyone quietly in that Congress in Vienna. 100 years later, you know what? Dabra Pasha. Davar Pasha. He and his followers saw the first glint of the sunrise, and now the sun, I can't say it's at noontime, but the sun is there for everyone to see. Everyone knows that at the end. Davar Pasha. For the first time in history, most Jews in the world live in Israel. First time in Israel. Davar Pasha, the sunshine. You need a little bit of stamina there. You need a little bit of patience, Josh, to see the sunlight. What do we say on Shabbos at the end of Benjamin? Mikdal, Yeshua, Malkal, Yosef, Hesed, Yeshua. What do we say during the week? Mikdal, Malkal. What's the difference between Malkal and Mikdal? Mikdal is fortress, Malkal is Rasis. Source number 12, Levish Dillon, Kosovak and Omer Magdil.
Kasev Echad Amr Migdol. Amr of Yudan, Lefishein Agula Shalom Azu Babi Vasachas Elekima Kima. Again, the Kima Kima. Slow, 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 molasses, gradual process, kima, kima, little, like the sunrise. Mao Magdil, Shemiskadelas via Holeches. It's slow. During the week we say Magdil, and Shabbos, which is Gula, we say Magdil. The fortress is building, and we're building the fortress. Who was at my house for Shabbos? There's Dash the Sheets. You know what a thrill it was for me to build my house 10 years ago? I feel like I'm building part of that fortress. Mamash was one of the most religiously meaningful experiences of my life. I take such great care. This is a house that will greet Mashiach. This is a house, hopefully, where Dari Daros of my grandchildren will live and learn Torah and participate in Jewish history. I mean, what a thrill it was to be part of the Migdol, to be part of the Magdil. On Shabbos, we remind ourselves one day it'll be a Migdol, but right now it's just a Magdil, it's a process. Like every process, it's not finished. It's far from finished. But what is supposed to be part of the process? I'm not building monuments in Madrid for Jews to visit in 700 years on kosher tours. I'm not building yeshivas in Poland for nursing students to take over as they did in Lublin. When the Gush was built, I guess some of you guys in the Gush building, the Shabbos, you know what they did? They came over to the director of the yeshiva and said, a vaulted ceiling? Marble floors? Waterfalls? What do you think this is, a movie theater? A museum? So you know the director of the Gush told the naysayers and doubters and to his credit, not the Rosh Hashanah, he was just the director and the money guy. What, a museum and a movie theater deserves waterfalls and vaulted ceilings and marble and a muffled turret, doesn't it? We're back. No more broken down huts in Europe. No more bean soup and black bread for a yeshiva bachurim. No more learning in hovels. No more davening in shuls. I can't be larger than X or higher than Y because the Catholics won't let us outshine their cathedrals. We're back. And if we're back, we're putting large eagle-like butts in Mishal Mountains. And we're doing it all over the country. Because this is our country and this is our Torah. And there's nothing to be embarrassed about. There's nothing temporary about it. So let's put them up. We're not putting up shuls that will one day be movie theaters and churches. We're putting up palaces and stuff. We're putting up Migdols. Migdol yeshuas and all. But we're still on the stage of mind. So Yaakov, that's your last lesson of Gula. Sometimes when you're sleeping, you understand things better. I'm happy. The last message I'm going to leave you with is that deer. Of all the animals in Shira Shira, Shira Shira is a lot about gold and silver, a lot about sweet smells and fruits and trees and valleys, and you can't even know what Shira Shira is talking about. You know Israel topography because every single mountain refers to a mountain in Israel, Har Gilad. So, how are you to know Shira Shira if you don't know Har Gilad is a mountain on top of a little river beneath, and the sheep are going to come down the mountain and go to the river. Shalumina Gilad, Shachat Shalumina Rachatza. And we compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to animals, and he compares us to animals. Which animal are we most often compared to in Shir HaShirim? You know, what's the animal of Am Yisrael? A lot of animals, but primarily, what animal are we like? Yonasi b'chag me'asela b'seisa madriga harinias marani hashminias kolech yamsuf. My little dove running around the stones, being crushed by the stones of the waves. Pischi le'achmasi yonasi rayasi tamasi obinat mayon. Why is Am Yisrael compared to a dove? There's one thing that a dove has that no other bird has. It's called loyalty. And boy, have we been loyal. The great miracle of history. You know what the matter says, Shai? Last love, Hashem is going to come to us and say one thing.
Notice you tell us, Yaakov, how did you do it? Hashem is going to ask you, how'd you do it? How did you do it? I put you through an incredible struggle. I put you, excuse me for saying, death, persecution, expulsions, gas chambers, cattle cars, bombs, nuclear bombs. Who knows what else is coming?
We're going to look up at HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our simple little eyes and come up and say, because you told us. And you promised us. You promised us what happened. That's why we're like a dove. And what's Hashem? What do we compare Hashem to? And what else do we compare Hashem to? If we're a dove, then he's a what? Well, guess what? He's a deer. Constantly the tzvi. Chazal asks, this is our last medrash, guys. Come on, this is the home stretch, source number 15. Why is Hashem like a tzvi? Of all the animals, why like a tzvi? God, page 22, Nikla, the chos of an ichzeh. Down the road, the country road, the deer pops out. Henry Hutchinson Parkway, you see the deer. Driving through Colborne Canyon, you see the deer. Then it leads back into the thicket, you don't see it anymore. Now you see it! Now you don't. Mod, see, source 15, Nikla, the folks of the Nixa. Kai, go out, Larisha, Nikola, Nixon, and stop to Moshe. You saw Nikola, and for 6 months he did. You thought it was finished. Afro, Afro! Last line of 15, the last Yehuda, Nikola, the close of Nixon. There will be times you will see Hashem, and you will feel his Gula. And there will be times you will not. Don't mistake the moments of not. Dearest. It's right behind you in the thicket, Yathniel. You just don't see it. In 47, we saw it. Heck, in 67, the deer were so close we could pet it on the nose. We could pet it on the nose. And over the last 15, 20 years, we don't see the deer that much. And it's there. Mazes Minacharachim looking at us through the little slits in the window of history. That's called, guys, the deer of history. Gula's not going to be quick. It's not going to be fast. Probably isn't going to be easy either. But if you want to answer that question, you get the Shemayim. Yeah, let's talk. Yeah, raise the family. Yeah, it's ethical. I guess it's a piece of the Yeshua. I didn't just recite Ani Mamet in my assemblies, but I really live Jewish history. You gotta be able to trace it here. It's not always that easy. What I want you to take away from this summer, from this year, not from everything else you take away, from relationships and all the people. This is not Hashkafa, guys. I'm not talking Hashkafa. I'm not giving you Kipot Tzurot or Kipot Shorot or this flag or that flag. This is part of your book. Spin it how you want. Take whatever lifestyle you want, live in whatever community you want. Things have changed. History called us. How you answer the call of history is part of your program. The second element, the second order. Hare Maria, Har Sinai. The Ark of the Luchos Abris, the Ark of Yosef Tzadik. And too often in America, all these ideas and values get lost in the cacophony of hashkafic squabbling and wrestling matches. Well, we in the Zionist camp, we believe in Gula, and those guys over there, and in the Shariyashu don't do it. Ignore the colorations, ignore the kippot, ignore. Limudei Kodesh is Gemara, Limudei Kodesh is Gemara, and Zara, and Tanakh, and Musar, and Midas, and Mishneh Berurah, and so on. Get it into your blood. Yaakov, you may never live here. I can't promise anyone that I'm a source. I can't promise myself. But you can live very far away, but still live it, as Yosef did. That's why he's buried here. Moshe was. That's what that meant. Yosef over the answer, Moshe over the answer, go back to the first year. Yosef lives his Judaism and his Jewish history. And Moshe, at least for a little bit, did it when he allowed himself to be called the Israel. That's what that very necessary. It's hard to say goodbye to you guys. Spent such special moments together in this room, together. I have one of your emails, I'll be in touch with you, I want to get you. As soon as you get back, you get a little email telling you how things are going. The first 2 weeks are not easy when you get back into the swing of things, so I'll give you 2 weeks back in school. September 15th, I'm expecting to hear from every one of you. I'm very tired, and I'm back in 10th grade, 11th grade, my teacher is, and I'm like, you know, so and so, but you should be able to make a move. And we're doing this, and we're doing that, and we're moving, and it's great, and I'm back, and I'm struggling with this, and don't be upset, we've got to go to Myra. If you have a little bit of a hard time, it's not always easy to readjust when you get back from the cold level. But and any bumps in the road, send me an email. I'd be happy to give you a hand. Let's get to Myra. Enjoy the rest of the cold.